are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, your emails at drdahlia.com, and follow me on Twitter. I'm looking right now at, you know, this eighth grader story. We were talking about this yesterday. Remember, there was an eighth grader that was carried a pellet gun to school, and police shot him. And, you know, people have been saying, oh, my gosh, why couldn't the police shot him in the foot? Well, first of all, again, this is a very weird story. Okay, this is an eighth grader, but he's 15 years old. Right? He was 15 years old in eighth grade. Now, most eighth graders are 12, 13 years old. So you wonder, did he skip a couple grades? Did he have any academic challenges? Was there any disabilities? So Jaime Gonzalez, 15 years old. Now, he also got into a fight, I guess, a few minutes before he started waving around his gun, and I think he elbowed another kid in the nose. So you're not sure what the fight was about. Why would he bring a pellet gun? You wonder, why would he have, and they showed the gun on the news today. I mean, it was black. It didn't have any, it looked like a real gun. I don't know my guns that well. I mean, I'd say maybe kind of Beretta-ish, if I had to guess. But it was, it looked like a real gun. I wouldn't know the difference. If the police didn't know the difference, I could see why. And you hear the 911 call. You hear the person that was scared calling 911, so you could hear the cops in the background. And, you know, you hear her say, he's drawing his gun. And you hear him go, put the gun down. You heard them yell to put the gun down. And so, from what we could tell from what we hear, he was given multiple chances. But, you know, I said the same thing. I'm like, really, did they have to kill him? You know, aren't cops a good enough shot where they could shoot the leg? But, you know, keep in mind, if he's hiding behind a wall and it's only his arm and he's waving a gun and aiming a gun at police officers, what was he thinking? Was he on drugs? What's going on? So they still don't know. We're not getting any information. I mean, we know the family's devastated. The school is devastated. But we still don't know why. Like I said, one of the first things that just struck me as odd is the kid was 15 years old. And they described the kid also as bald. You know, so you're like, okay, why are 15-year-olds already shaving their head? I mean, was he a part of a gang? What? So there's a lot more to this story that we don't know. But it was just frightening to see what he was. I mean, it looked like a real gun. It just did. Like the only thing I could compare it to was like a black Beretta, and that looks real to me. I mean, you know, pellet gun. I know they could look the same, but aren't there some sort of markings or some sort of like orange or something? I don't know. My kids have BB guns, but they just look fake, and they know not to aim it at a police officer. They know. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to hit as many news highlights as we can. I appreciate you tuning in. We got Donovan work on the dials. A great thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Also in the news, this Texas runaway. You guys heard about this? This 14-year-old girl, right, a couple years ago, back in 2010, disappears while her parents are getting a divorce. Grandma tries to look for her on Facebook. You know, search, statewide search. She ends up somehow in Houston, gets arrested by Houston police for theft, takes on another woman's identity. She took on the identity, Jacadrian, of a 22-year-old illegal immigrant from Colombia who had warrants out for her arrest. So immigration officials took Jacadrian's fingerprints but never compared her to the real 22-year-old illegal immigrant. Plus, I guess I never bothered to find out that this little teenager doesn't even speak Spanish. So they ship her off to South America. They send her off. And Colombia, once she gets there, actually is given full citizenship. And now we find out she was found and she's pregnant. And you just go, okay, what is going on? And how could she now? And they say that the girl, throughout this whole process, tried to maintain that false identity. Why did she want to leave? Why did she want to go to Colombia? She wasn't with anybody. And you're looking at this going, okay, and then you wonder, okay, what's going on with our ICE? What's going on with our immigration? You know, what is going on with, I mean, we are deporting American citizens and we're importing illegals. That's not making any sense to me. We don't know why she disappeared. We don't know why she's pregnant. We don't know if she was attacked. We don't know. Just they found her. So, you know, this is probably going to be just one of these days where, you know, we're just kind of looking at the news and really scratching our head. Just absolutely scratching our head. We are going to be hitting some medical topics. But, you know, the one thing that's really bombarded our news today is a lot of the changes that are going on in California that we're going to talk about. Apparently, Jerry Brown has announced that he is going to be asking for $6.9 billion in new taxes from California citizens. Okay, maybe we'll see where this goes now with all their illegal entitlements, because right now Governor Jerry Brown has called on California voters to approve $6.9 billion in temporary new taxes, including a surcharge on big earners, as part of the yet another bad news budget proposal for 2012. He said, without those tax increases, California would be forced to impose severe cuts in public schools that could reduce the school year by 3 weeks. Now, I heard that the school year is only 4 days. The school week. I heard that these kids are only going to school Monday through Thursday. I don't know if that's true. I need to verify that. But, boy, California is really in the hole. Does anybody know why? Duh. You guys are doing the Dream Act. Oh my gosh, don't get me started. I'm not saying the Dream Act is the cause of all this, but this is just one example. You know, the Dream Act, kids that were born or little kids that were brought to California illegally that have gone to school in California and now want to go into college will get in-state tuition and possibly private scholarships. So what does that do to all of us out-of-staters that want our kids to go to California University and do not want to get hit up for the extra $20,000, $30,000 a year that the illegals don't have to pay? I'm going to tell you that right now. I mean, if because of the Dream Act, there is no way we're going to send our kids to a California university and have them pay more while we've been paying taxes. Forget it. I think the California university system is one of the best systems. I went to UCLA, but I can't spend $30,000 more a year for the same product that somebody else is getting.
For independent talk radio for over a decade, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Thank you. ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Cato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Thank you all for listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry about that. Issues with the office. I'm actually working while doing the show. I apologize. Had to type back something going on with the patient, but so far so good. We are good. You know, we were talking about this Texas boy. Again, the one that was holding the pellet gun. And, you know, whenever one of these kids does something, you know, like Virginia Tech or the other kid that, you know, went into a middle school and was shooting. I mean, there's tons of examples we've had over the past few years of kids shooting at schools. And you look at the parents. And a lot of these parents, they look like everyday parents. You know, you're expecting to see somebody, you know, completely, I guess, drugged out or, you know, has a knife tattoo on their face. And, you know, these look like regular parents like you and I. And, you know, you look at these parents and you're like, you didn't know your kid, you know, was going to do attempted murder. You didn't know your kids were going to, you know, come in with an assault rifle. You know, how can you not know? And I think a lot of parents, they don't know. I think there's a lot of things you do as a parent where you tune it out. You know, for example, a lot of people, you know, when you get your picture taken, somebody takes your picture and they put it on Facebook and it's a horrible angle. I mean, for me, for instance, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the main paper in Las Vegas, did a phenomenal article on me on the show. I was so grateful. But the picture of me, I look like the Swamp Thing. And people always go, Dahlia, I don't understand this. When I look at myself, I look good. I look at the picture. I don't look like that. Why? Well, the reason why is you compensate. When you look in the mirror If you don't like the angle, you immediately change your face position to look at your face the angle you want to. Or you don't look at the part that's bothering you. It's true, you compensate. And I think the same thing happens with us as parents. I think we look at our kids the way we want to. Something starts to happen that's a little weird, and we completely shut it out and change. I mean, for example, one of my kids just really loves, you know, dressing up in my clothes and in my wigs and, you know, making, you know, speaking in a high-pitched voice. He thinks it's funny. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But daddy's like, no, don't, no, do not put on mommy. That's mommy's bra, really? Okay, and I'm just thinking it's just he wants to play dress up, okay? You know, he doesn't do it now that he's older, but when he was younger, it's just they want to dress up. You know, they love mommy. They think it's funny. They want to, you know, get a rise out of daddy and out of brother. And they, you know, but it's interesting how, you know, many parents will probably pick up on certain behaviors, like a lot of these children that are gay, and they don't know it, of course, until they're a teenager, but they're like, you know, I got to tell mom and dad. And, you know, they're like, how can my mom and dad not know? My mom and dad were shocked when I came out, because what they did is they compensated for what they psychologically didn't want to accept. It happens. You know, you'd think they'd see the signs, but whatever they want you to be, they're not going to believe it. Now, me, I want to be very honest with my kids. Okay, I never wanted to have my baby could do no wrong. All right, because I knew this could happen. You know, remember, I've seen a lot of teen suicide. I've seen a lot of teen drugs. I've seen teen homicide. I want to make sure I, you know, watch the signs. All right. I mean, two teenagers of families we knew died and killed themselves this year. They're both daughters. They both did it the same way. They didn't know each other. Two completely separate teens. You know, and so me, I always look at my kids. In fact, I almost look at the kids too objectively. You know, I mean, when, if, you know, they have an issue and, you know, it's after hours and I look at them as a, you know, and I'm looking at their mouth, I'm looking at the back of their throat. You know, I mean, they look at me like I'm looking at them like a stranger. I mean, sometimes you have to just kind of step back and look at what you got. And if your kid is never coming home, if your kid is isolating, if your kid is very secretive, locks the door, you know, doesn't have money because they're spending it on things, hanging out with the wrong kid, just stop and go, if this kid wasn't my kid, would I think he was a hoodlum? You know, would I? Oh, no, but he's my baby. He used to watch Barney. He used to sit on my lap. He's my baby. No, he's not. Just stop for a second. All right, just step back, because these kids change right in front of us. I'm going to tell you right now, 99% of parents whose kid does something wrong or kills themselves will say, I didn't see this coming. I didn't know. You didn't know because you closed your mind or you're not spending time. Now, I work a lot. I work a lot, and I am guilty as charged. I do not spend enough time with my kids. But I have to tell you, you know, when my kids, the time I do have, I hate to be like this, but sometimes I'll just kind of step back and just kind of watch. And, you know, sometimes they're just completely BSing me, like with their grades. You know, the grades are going down with one of the kids, and he says, but it's a teacher's fault. So my husband's like, you know what? It's that teacher. I'm going to talk to the teacher. I'm like, teacher's fault, really? Every kid in the United States that has ever failed a class says it's the teacher's fault, really? You think that's the case? Kids always say that. Stop for a second. You know, and you really need to, and it could hurt. The kid may not like you. You know, trust me, I am not, I mean, in my family, mom and dad were equally tough. Mom was really, really tough and would get dad, and dad would get the bells. So I didn't like either of my parents, okay? Both of them. Nobody was the good cop, bad cop. But in my family, daddy's kind of good cop and I'm bad cop, because I never believe him. I know they're giving us a bunch of baloney. I know it. But you need to have that sense of awareness, because otherwise your kids are going to be just, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, my kids are going to go to school with a pellet gun or whatever, but, you know, if you don't think your kid's going to do something stupid, I mean, my kids did something stupid. One day, for their birthdays, they got these toy machine guns, and I heard one kid say to the other, this is when they were younger, let's open the windows and shoot our guns outside like we're driving by a building. And luckily I heard that, and I'm like, what? That's stupid. And they look like black machine. I mean, from far away, they can look like real automated assault weapons. They, you know, from far away. And I'm like, you guys got these toy guns. It was probably stupid for us to get them for you to begin with. Oh, you know what it was? I think it was a family member that got them. Yeah, because I don't like buying toy guns because I know they're going to run around and you know, face it. They pretend like they shoot each other all the time, or they come up to me. I told you I was sleeping the other night, and my kid comes up to me with the red lightsaber, turns it on, and puts it right by my neck. Zoom. You need to join the force. Zoom. I was like, what the hell is this? I mean, my kids do stupid stuff. They do, because they're kids. They do stupid stuff. But I'll say my kids wanted to have the windows rolled down and be firing their toy machine guns. Are you crazy? No. You know, and so you just have to assume that your kid is going to do something that's kind of dumb. All right. Now, we're going to be talking about after the break how there's a lot of dangers in the home. Apparently a kid, autistic child, I guess didn't know better, was playing around with his mom's dresser, and a 100-pound TV falls on him, completely shatters his face. We have to talk about that. But really quickly, aggressive behavior in kids. You know, some kids will actually show you signs. They'll actually show you the signs. You know, it's the quiet kid in the room I get really nervous about. Sometimes your kid will actually be aggressive. They'll be aggressive to the other sibling. They'll cause physical injury to themselves. The aggression lasts longer than weeks. They actually attack you. They actually punch you. Kid is sent home from school because of aggression. You actually feel a little scared of your kid. When you get that sixth sense, something's wrong. And the American Academy of Pediatrics says if any of those are happening, get your kid to his doctor immediately. All right? Because some of these kids could just really get to the point where they're mad. I mean, I would hide the steak knives in the house, make sure all your guns are locked up, and when your kid's acting this way, keep them away from the other siblings. But sometimes you just don't know what's going on with the kid's behavior. Like I said, back with the Texas boy, with the pellet gun. Why did he have to punch somebody in the nose? And what made him want to wave a gun? Was he on drugs? What? Drugs make people aggressive. Oh, but my kid would never do drugs, Dr. Dahlia. I know my kid would never do drugs. Assume they do drugs until proven otherwise. Guilty until proven innocent. I've told you all, when my kids are at that age, I'm going to be doing random drug testing. There's these kids you could get. Of course I'm going to do random drug testing. I'll take them to my office, do random drug testing. I don't care. All right? Because I do not trust the average kid. I do not trust the average friend. True, we make sure our kids hang out with good kids. And, I mean, we know. We do our research. I mean, we know our kids' friends. We know their parents. And, you know, I'm very confident that my kids aren't going to do drugs. I've taught them enough. But I tell you, when they start to isolate themselves, go, Mom, leave me alone, and slam their door of the room, they're getting a drug test. Okay? I know kids get moody. I know they do, but I am not going to fall. I'm not going to be one of these parents that doesn't know that their kid is in deep depression or doesn't know that their kid is oppositional defiant or bipolar or the kid is homicidal, suicide. No way. No way. I'm not going to be in the dark. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com while supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com. And please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So we talked about earlier this evening how little boy is in extremely critical condition after a 100-pound television falls on him. This was a 41-inch TV set that came crashing down from a dresser. It was on a dresser. The little boy suffers from autism and epilepsy. Parents were keeping a close eye on him. Mom was kind of in the bathroom. This was a little kid in Louisville, Kentucky. And he was watching TV, then he went to the dressers, and I guess was playing around, and all of a sudden the TV crashed, shattered his face. Poor, very poor kid. And it's really frustrating because, you know, it wasn't like they had it just hanging lightly on the wall. I mean, it was actually on a piece of furniture, but it wasn't good enough. So, you know, we've come up with some tips on how to childproof your home. This actually comes from Daily Mail. And we've seen this also with the American Association of Pediatrics, where they say, make sure you anchor your furniture to the wall or to the floor. Anchoring it to furniture anchoring a TV to a piece of furniture, that furniture has to be stable. So you really want to make sure your furniture is anchored to the wall or the floor. You want to make sure your TV's on very sturdy, low bases. So if the TV falls, it doesn't crash on the face. Okay? I know it's hard if you're watching TV from bed, you want to look up as opposed to down. But remember, when you got small kids, these things crash down. And they say anchor the furniture and the TV on top of it, but push the TV as far back on the furniture as possible so that if it does fall, hopefully the majority of it just lands on the dresser top. Again, that's not my favorite. I probably wouldn't recommend that. Keep remote controls, toys, and other items that might attract children off TV stands or furniture. I know we want to keep things organized, but maybe all remotes are on the nightstands if it's in your room. All right, or the coffee table. But otherwise, you'd really want the kids away from the TV, away from the cords. They say keep TV and or cable cords out of the reach of children. Also, don't forget to your cats and dogs, them too. They chew those up. And then they say make sure freestanding kitchen ranges and stoves are installed with anti-tip brackets. They say supervise children in rooms where these safety tips have not been followed. I know it's easy for those of us that are from, earthquake country. You know, for those of us from California, we know how to, you know, glue everything down. But honestly, you know, for a lot of us, no, we put our TVs up and we think it's going to hold. So just really, really be careful. All right. So in the news today, this was kind of interesting. Remember an Army reservist took the stage at I don't know if it was the Iowa caucus. I think it was the rally in Iowa. Corporal Jesse Thorson, 28 years old, may now be in trouble because he was in his military garb saying Ron Paul, meeting him was like meeting a rock star. His foreign policy is by far hands down better than any other candidates out there. This is to a cheering crowd. And I remember seeing this going, God, the Army, you know, really must like Ron Paul. You know, I didn't realize that the Army supports Ron Paul. I didn't know any of our armed forces could support a candidate. Well, Army Reserve spokeswoman Major Angel Wallace on Hawaii said, participating in a partisan political event in uniform is a violation of Defense Department rules, and the military is reviewing whether Thorson could face legal ramifications. They say soldiers are permitted to vote. They are permitted to participate in some political activities and express opinions about candidates as long as they are not in uniform and not speaking in an official capacity. So they say Thorson stands alone in his opinions regarding his political affiliation beliefs, and his statements and beliefs in no way reflect that of the Army Reserve. You know, it's funny. I remember the image. I mean, nice kid, you know, but I'm like, really? Really? The Army likes what? I just was surprised that the Army was endorsing Ron Paul. And I know you're not supposed to, I mean, you're supposed to see past that. Obviously, the whole Army, United States Army, is not endorsing Ron Paul. But when you see somebody in their garb, you're like, wow. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest Ron Paul fan by any means. But, again, I know the soldier was excited. He was there. He wanted to show his support. But they're not allowed to do that. You can't do that, okay? You know, you're going to make the American public think that, was this planned? Do they want people to think that the Army's behind Ron Paul? If not, if this was a plan, that was shrewd. That was shrewd. Because people that don't know better, I mean, even me, I do know better. But, you know, just passing by the TV at work, I was like, wow, Army really likes Ron Paul. And what he has to say? Most of the people I talk to don't, but the Army looks like did, and that's what we got out of that. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. We also just found out that the Boston Globe snubbed Mitt Romney. Boston Globe is endorsing Huntsman, and I mean, is that really what happened when Mitt Romney ran Massachusetts, was governor of Massachusetts? Did people really dislike him that much? I mean, that's what we're getting. I don't know if that's just what the media is portraying, but that's what we're hearing. And again, the Boston Globe, you know, he might not have made that big a splash. It just, again, it's frustrating because, you know, we are going to be coming down to the wire soon. And, I mean, if Romney wins the caucuses, he is going to be the one that's running. And I like him. I think he's very smart. I'm not a fan of Romney care by any means. Not a fan. I'd like him a hell of a lot more conservative than he is. But, you know, keep in mind, if this is the one, you know, this is the one we got to, you know, this is the one that's going to end up, you know, represented us conservatives in this election. And just, you know, wow, when the Boston Globe chose Huntsman, you're like, Huntsman? All right, well, you know. And, I mean, you know, I heard what Huntsman had to say. I mean, he's a smart guy, too. Doesn't have a chance. Doesn't have a chance. Okay, what do we got here? Chimera monkeys created in lab by combining several embryos into one. These are the world's first monkeys to be created from the embryos of seven individuals that have been born at, I guess, Oregon National Primate Research Center. They produce the animals known as chimeras by sticking together between 3 and 6 rhesus monkey embryos in the early stages of their development. They say 3 animals were born at the laboratory, I guess a singleton and twins, and were said to be healthy with no apparent birth defects. The chimeras have tissues and organs made up of cells that come from each of the embryos, and the mixtures of cells carry up to 6 distinct genomes. The cells never fuse, but they stay together and they work together to form tissues and organs. That's crazy. So you have these monkeys that basically have genetic material of 6 different ones. That is just crazy. To our knowledge, these infants are the world's first primate chimeras. While all 3 monkeys are biologically male, blood tests revealed that Roku, one of them, carried both male and female cells. Okay, how is this supposed to be natural? I always get nervous. I always get nervous when we researchers tinkle, you know, with the with nature. Boy, I get nervous with that. All right, they said the first chimeric animals were created by research in the 1960s when experiments with mouse embryos showed they could combine to form a single mouse of normal size. Since then, scientists have created chimeric versions of rats, rabbits, sheep, and cattle. These 4-day-old embryos, they put them together in a culture disc, waited for them to grow, and then within a few days, 90% of them had grown into early-stage embryos called blastocysts that contained at least twice as many cells. All right. They say chimeric animals, mice in particular, have become a powerful tool because they shed light on the exquisite process of embryonic development, such as why a particular cell gives rise to a particular tissue. Like I said, these didn't fuse. All right. Whatever was, I guess, implanted did what it was supposed to tissue-wise. They say the creation of these animals have been used to test whether embryonic stem cells stored in laboratories are likely to turn into working tissues when injected into the body. That's why they're doing this. A standard test is to inject stem cells into the early stage embryo. If the embryo grows into a chimeric animal, then the stem cells had incorporated into the animal's tissues and organs. All right. Well, you know, it's fascinating science. It just, I really get nervous when they mess with God's work. I just do. You got these little animals and they're putting, I mean, you got an animal now with male and female cells. Does that just seem a little kooky? I mean, I can understand growing organs. I can understand that, growing organs. But, I mean, do we really need these hybrid? Okay, anyway. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the 3rd annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call
call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Thank you all for tuning in today. And again, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your town, just go to your local talk station, email them, call them, and they will hopefully contact us, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And tomorrow, I am going to be on the Alan Stock Show on KDWN in Las Vegas, Nevada, putting on my political hat. It's going to be a great show, fun show for those of you that can listen. listen. Listen at www.kdwn.com at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. All right, so there's going to be some new lead exposure standards recommended by the panel. First time in 20 years, federal panel is urging the government to lower the threshold for lead poisoning in children. If adopted, hundreds of thousands more children will be diagnosed with lead poisoning. Now, remember, lead poisoning causes harm to developing brains and lower IQ. Okay? Recent research convinced panel members that children could be harmed from lead levels in their blood that are lower than current standard. While many cases have been falling, health officials say as many as 250,000 children actually have lead poisoning. The proposed change would then possibly increase that number to 450,000. All right. The Advisory Committee on Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention wants to lower the definition of lead poisoning for young children from 10 micrograms per deciliter of blood to 5. The CDC has accepted all the panel's recommendations in the past. Lead, we know, is in paint. It's in gasoline. We found it in toys. It could cause brain damage, kidney damage, organ damage. Very high levels could actually cause coma, convulsions, death. We know the smaller levels, the lower levels could cause IQ changes like we talked about, impair hearing, behavior, intelligence. And many of people that have lead poisoning are the ones that live in the older homes because the paint, or they get the paint chips and the dust in their mouth. Lead has been banned in paint since 1978, but keep in mind, prior to that, issues with lead. Children have also picked up lead poisoning from soil contaminated by old leaded gasoline, from dust tracked in old industrial work sites. Usually, your pediatrician will run a lead test. We don't see it as much in kids in the West as in the East, because like in Vegas, a lot of the homes, you know, that the kids are living in, you know, are from the 80s and 90s, you know, post-lead paint. But back East, most of these kids are still getting tested for lead poisoning. It is detected by the blood test, easy test to do. So that's what we're recommending. All right. So looks like Johnson & Johnson AIDS vaccine has been proven to actually help protect monkeys against AIDS. Monkeys that got the vaccine were as much as 83% less likely than those that got the dummy placebo shot to be infected with simian immunodeficiency virus, or SIV. Researchers from Harvard Medical School and U.S. Military HIV. Now they're going to test the vaccine in humans. They say while that previous vaccine trials have helped to keep AIDS at bay, controlling the virus-infected monkeys is the first to prevent monkeys from being infected. That's a good sign. 83%, not bad. The research builds on the first partially successful HIV vaccine trial in Thailand in 2009, which showed that two inoculations that hadn't worked on their own offered some patients protection when given in combination. So we'll see. AIDS vaccine, they need to work on that. They need to work on that. They're getting close. They are getting close. All right, we were talking about today this Oklahoma young teen mom who apparently was the victim of a home invasion. And she barricades herself and her kid in the back, calls 911, asks, look, you know, can I shoot the guy? And the 911 agent, dispatcher, I mean, really kept her cool. She did a phenomenal job. Said, look, I can't tell you to do that, but you do what you need to protect you and your baby. Well, when the guy kicks down the next door, she shoots him. And what's interesting is the accomplice is actually going to be up on murder charges. The teen mom killed the guy, right, with the shotgun to protect herself and her baby. And the other accomplice is going to be the one up on murder charges, because apparently state laws deem that if you are helping create a plan of felony in which somebody dies, you then are an accomplice to murder. And the lady that shot, she is protected by the Castle Doctrine, because anybody that comes to your place of residence that has intent to harm, you are allowed to protect yourself. You don't have to flee. You could stand your ground and you could protect yourself with lethal force if you need to. And so, you know, people are like, is she going to go to jail? No, I think she's going to be protected. I think the other guy's going to jail. Now, he said, what? I didn't go into the house. I ran the other way. I didn't know he went in. So, you know, he's trying to cover his butt. But, I mean, scary stuff, but good for her. Because if she didn't protect, you know, herself or take that lethal force, she could be dead and her baby could be dead right now. You know, people are always saying, oh, you know, the gun control, gun control. Listen, the good guys need to be able to get the guns. They need to, because they need to protect themselves. And we need to teach these bad guys that you do not mess with us good guys, because you will die. You can't just walk into a house and expect to get the TV and the stereo anymore. You're going to get shot. You come in, we don't know what your intentions are, you're going to get shot. Now, you're not allowed to shoot somebody. Like, let's say someone's in your driveway trying to take your car. You can't go out there and kill them in most states. You can't do that. If somebody enters your house, you go, I have a gun. He goes, okay, see ya. And as he's leaving, you shoot him in the back, that most state laws won't be able to protect you. But, I mean, if somebody's coming towards you, you're allowed to shoot. You have to. You have to protect yourself. You know, we were talking about today how Mike Tyson was, his hotel was broken into. He was at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas, and somebody breaks into his hotel room. He has a flashlight. He's rustling around. Mike Tyson wakes up. The guy flees. I don't know if he knew it was Mike Tyson by any means. I don't know if he knew, but, I mean, idiot. These people are idiots. Just absolutely idiots. What are they thinking? You know, we've been talking about a lot of idiots on this show tonight. You know, just crazy. You know, we're talking about that little Texas girl who ran away from home. You heard about this when she was found in Columbia. Yeah, well, she's possibly pregnant. There was this little girl, 14-year-old girl, who left home, ran away. Parents were getting a divorce. Grandmother was looking for her. Nobody could find her. She ends up going to Houston, taking on an identity of a Colombian immigrant with warrants out for her arrest. And she takes on the identity, doesn't recant it, goes along with it, lets him take fingerprints, and goes to Colombia. Once she arrives in Colombia, she becomes an automatic citizen. They give her citizenship. Well, they finally found her, and it turns out she's possibly pregnant. And, you know, you're like, okay, what, why, did, you know. But that's what we're doing in America right now. We are deporting our citizens, our American citizens, and we are importing our illegals. That's just how it's happened. That's just what's going on. Okay. In medical news, a American doctor is going to perform a 10-hour operation to remove a 198-pound tumor from a Vietnamese man's leg. All right. Nguyen Du Hai, 31 years old, will have a grueling 10-hour surgery at the France Vietnam Hospital in Ho Chi Minh City. Team of surgeons will be led by American doctor McKay McKinnon, who has successfully removed other large tumors in his 30-year career. They aren't saying what this tumor is. They attempted to remove this tumor in 1997, was unsuccessful, and doctors were forced to amputate his right leg before his knee. However, his condition has now improved enough for the procedure to be carried out. I don't know why the tumor grew back. They say it's common for people to fear death. I'm no exception. I'm hopeful. His tumor began growing when he was a little boy, and is thought to be the biggest ever recorded in Vietnam. All right. Apparently, this doctor has operated on a similar-sized tumor in a Michigan woman in 99. This patient was older and in worse shape than this young Vietnamese boy, so hopefully it'll be okay. She survived after 50 units of blood transfusion, but they aren't telling us what this tumor is. If you look at the picture, go to, you know, follow me on Facebook, too. I tell you to follow me on Twitter, but on Facebook, I actually put pictures of this stuff. And, you know, you see pictures of this tumor. I mean, I don't know how the guy could carry around a 200-pound tumor. I mean, thank God he's able to get this done. And, you know, many of these surgeries are able to be done because they get donors. You know, doctors hear about it. They'll fly and they'll, you know, into the country and they'll do it. And, you know, donations are being collected. And, they're, you know, because you wonder, you're like, why didn't he deal with this when it was a 197-pound tumor or a 100-pound tumor? Well, he probably didn't have the money. And again, like I said, he tried in the past and it didn't work. So good for him. But, you know, I tell you, if it wasn't for people donating money, many of these surgeries wouldn't take place. Many. All right. I've got a lot more news stories, but I'm probably not going to get to because we're coming up to the end of the show. So, guys, if you can, don't forget to tune in. I am going to be back with GCM Live tomorrow night, but I am going to be doing the Alan Stock Show tomorrow, filling in for him, putting on my political hat. It's going to be a great show. You all be healthy. If you have any questions, call me on my answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe. It's been a great night.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNMinerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.